So today we're going to make pumpkins. I'm Kristen Conradi and I'm here with
Liv
and Hannah.
And we're making pumpkins out of clay. We decided on pumpkins because it's September and, you know, what do you guys think?
Pumpkin lattes.
Pumpkin lattes. Pumpkins all day, every day. I used to eat something pumpkin every single day in October. I did that for like 7 years. Do you guys think you could do that?
Probably.
Pumpkin cookies. Oh, and then that's a problem. But today we're creating them. And Liv, can you tell us a little bit about what we're creating the pumpkins out of?
We're using just air dry clay, and we're using forks and knives to do extra details.
So for our listeners at home, they should then understand that aside from getting from Play-Doh the air-dried clay, all the other sort of instruments that they can use, they could probably find in their kitchen. Don't you think, Hannah?
Yeah, I think it's fairly easy to do at home.
Fairly easy to do at home. And again, you can't see us, but right now all of us are just kind of playing with our clay, and we're making circles, right? We're making kind of spheres, because to make the pumpkin, we really want to start with a smooth, smooth surface. So any special techniques you want to share, Liv?
Yeah, I'm using a fork, so when we get to the ridges of a pumpkin, I'm going to use the edge of a fork to make it look as realistic as possible.
What about you, Hannah?
Liv's the expert, man, I don't know.
So you just follow Liv's cue? So yeah, so the same here, you know, the wonderful thing about pumpkins is that they're very forgiving. You know, pumpkins aren't like a basketball or a soccer ball. Pumpkins, in general, because they're sort of from nature, can be weirdly shaped. So this is sort of the craft that can be done with anyone, right? Whether you're 4 or whether you're 82, whether you don't have the best sort of technique, it doesn't matter because your pumpkin doesn't have to be perfect. That's something I love about pumpkins, don't you?
Yeah.
Great. So as we create, we're gonna first make sure that we have our starting point, and then we'll get into the various techniques that can be used for the ridge and of course also the top. So once we have our pumpkin that we're working with, what I like to do is to start thinking about my ridge technique. I'm just using a plastic knife. I looked over and saw Hannah use a candle that was on the table. Hannah, can you talk to us about that candle decision?
I use the candle because when you want like the pumpkin, you want the top to be flatter and not as like round, because it looks a little bit more like a pumpkin. So I just used a candle and I flattened it.
That was a creative use of something right in front of you. And Liv, you earlier suggested that you were using a plastic fork, correct?
Yes.
And how do we make the decision about how many ridges to have?
Well, I don't know. Usually pumpkins don't have too many, but all pumpkins are different sizes and shapes, so you can do whatever.
Again, so forgiving. Since it's pumpkin, Liv, do you have any pumpkin or fall jokes for us?
Yeah, actually I do. When asked how he was feeling, what did the pumpkin say? I'm Vine, thank you.
I'm Vine? Mm-hmm. Thank you, ha ha ha. That's a good one. So Hannah, do you have any memories of going to a pumpkin patch as a child?
I go like every year.
Every year, do you get to pick a pumpkin?
Yeah, and then we come home and we carve it.
What's your favorite part of carving the pumpkin?
My mom makes pumpkin puree.
Oh, that is some delicious stuff. I think pumpkin loaf with chocolate chips in it might be my favorite.
When I carved a pumpkin last year, I did it with my friend, my neighbor, and we decided we should do a ghost. But it was kind of falling apart, so we had to use toothpicks to put it back together. Ooh. It was very creative.
Okay, I'd like to, you know, talk a little bit for our audience again, because they can't see our expert technique here in the studio. But now we've done our ridges, but now we have to think about the top of the pumpkin. As we all know, pumpkins grow on vines. So at this point, we're going to need some kind of certainly the top of the pumpkin, correct? And then maybe even a little bit of greenery after that. Oh. Hannah, do you have a special thought here as you do that? What size are you thinking?
I just use like a little ball of clay, very small, and I just roll it into a ball and I kind of like flatten it out and make the top a little pointy.
So sort of like a snake kind of pattern, and then you kind of flatten it together?
Yeah.
What about you, Liv?
Well, right now I'm grabbing some other clay so I can do a little, like just a small stem on the top.
Because you can always add to it. So sort of a stub almost we want on the top. It doesn't have to be straight up and down. Often, because again, they're being cut off from vines, they might curve a little to the side. But just a cute little top might really, really be the cherry on top, as they tend to say. So do we have anything else that we want to say to the listener? We're not going to make an episode that's 2 days long, but what will happen once these dry, Liv?
Well, after they dry, you can keep them plain, but I'm going to paint mine. You could do like a cutesy pumpkin that's just like two colors, or you could try to make like a realistic pumpkin that's like different shades of orange and brown.
That's wonderful. I think mine is ready for the drying process here. Hannah, do you want to say anything else to our listeners at home?
Pumpkins are very good.
Certainly. I'm going to quote Anne of Green Gables to cap us off here. Be glad you live in a world where there are Octobers and pumpkins. So thank you very much. This was Creating with the Conradis. Coming up this year, we're going to have nail magic, cupcake decorating, and of course, our favorite Christmas ornaments. Yep. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.